I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The only way to snag exclusive free ticket merch at Summer Chill is to be there with us Thursday, June 19th at the Granada Theater. Get your tickets now at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join Matt McLaren at Three Nations Brewing Company today from 6 to 8 as he launches the P1 six-pack beer for June, the Matty Light. See Matty Beers in his natural brew habitat and sample the brew at Three Nations Brewing Company in downtown Carrollton today for the official P1 six-pack beer release party.
All right, as you've been hearing all day, we're up here at Choctaw Casino and Resort, and happy to be up here. Big things going on in Oklahoma as the NBA Finals continue on. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. What an awesome upset that was. But it's Friday fun time.
Sorry, Thunder fans.
That's all right.
It's early.
Yeah. Game one. Sponsored by
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
All right. So Friday fun time, where we like to waltz you into the weekend on a good vibe. So earlier in the week, as I'm going about my daily routine of dog walking, I stumbled upon something that I'm like, wait, what? And I immediately text our old friend DJ. I don't know if you guys know DJ or not.
He's yes. He's our producer, right?
Yes, he is. Because what I had as I am walking my dogs, I look at my phone. It's early in the morning. And there is the French Open tennis tournament going on. Okay?
Yeah.
Tennis.
So I'm looking at a score of a match and on their app, which is very comprehensive, much like the Masters app is. It's great. Well, as I put my phone back in my pocket, I hit a button somewhere on the app. And all of a sudden, and I'm listening to the Musers. Okay? I don't know if you guys know them as well.
The Ticket!
They're in the French Open?
Well, what happened was is that the Musers immediately went off, and whatever button I hit on the French Open went on. And the button I hit was the radio call of the French Open. Okay? So, I didn't know this existed. I didn't know that there was a button on there you could hit to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to it for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I texted DJ, I'm like, dude, this is insane. This is tennis on the radio.
Tennis on the radio.
It's crazy.
A challenge.
So this is what tennis on TV, so just a general point, this is kind of what it sounds like on TV.
Further back for the return. And get ball high and heavy on the return here.
Oh!
That's it.
Sounds like a freak-off.
There's your point.
Not much of a transcript.
No, you don't say anything. You're just watching it on TV. So, the match that...
Yeah, that's what it would sound like if Bob and I were playing
right.
A highly leveraged match.
And this is a little bit... We'll play the EGA match here. This is what a women's tennis match sounds like on the radio with the radio call.
Not easy to use against Sabalenka, but it's just such a great shot on clay, as we all know.
Spins up that forehand, sits up high, backhand brought down through the middle from Sabalenka, who spins a forehand. That drops a little bit short. Cross court down the line from Sabalenka. Squash shot, cross court from Świątek. Drop shot from Sabalenka. Świątek scoops it up. Sabalenka finds the court. Świątek scampers back, but cannot get there in time.
Good point from both. Sabalenka in charge with the first good drop shot she's played in the match.
It's literally impossible.
Like, she's almost auctioneer speed, and she's way behind the action. And she's saying Sabalenka each time, which is way too much.
Sabalenka.
Yeah, we can't do four-syllable names.
No, and that goes on for hours and hours and hours. So, this was earlier today. because you get the gist of what the difference is between tennis and I'm sorry, TV and radio. This was earlier today, a point between Novak Djokovic and Jannik Sinner. Now, as crazy as that sounded, TV, tennis on TV is just silent without with the shots. But this is actually insanely cool.
It's going to be its 41st game against Novak. They're out facing a break point. Serves to the backhand but misses.
No, he did 41 already.
He's done 41 already? Yeah. I'm going to have to start a new list.
You're losing count.
I know. My mass is not very good. I'm putting you in charge of that from now on. Backhand return, forehand return, I should say, from Djokovic, who hits another big off forehand. Sinner's defending well, so Novak just changes the angle a little bit. Has to stoop now for a lower ball. Goes back onto that double hander, as does Sinner. Djokovic down the middle of the court. Sinner responds in a similar fashion. Huge, flat forehand from Djokovic. Sinner got that back right onto his baseline, and now he drives the backhand down the middle of the court. The off forehand from Sinner. Here's the drop shot from Djokovic. That's a better one. Sinner's got it over. Can Djokovic get it down the line? He can. Can Sinner get there? He can. And the stop volley from Djokovic. Sinner's got...
Oh, my God!
Djokovic gets the final volley. Point of the night. Crowds off their feet. This semi-final is really coming to the boil.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! The whole Kofim Chatri is on their feet. Amazing! The point of the tournament so far.
Wow! Who's the color commentator?
I have no idea who any of these guys are. It's pretty awesome.
No, it is. I don't have any idea really what's happening.
No.
But
you can't keep up.
I feel like it's awesome.
Yeah, they cannot keep up.
They shouldn't even try.
No. So
who's listening anyway besides you?
Well, again, I don't know who's listening. I don't know why they hired these people to do this in the first place. But they did, the first two women that you heard. So DJ sent me this. So to kill time, which I don't think there's a lot of time in between these things, they read emails. And they got an email from someone in Dallas. Okay?
Okay.
So,
from Clarice.
Now, wait. As this starts, remember, there is a tennis match going on, and you can hear when the point starts, and they are continuing on and on and on with their banter.
Kids, come on, read some emails.
Don't tell everybody my nickname. FrenchOpenRadio@fft.fr. Or you can X us, tweet us, whatever you call it, @radio_RG. Christy's emailed, bonjour. When my godson was aged 3 to 5, he loved Star Wars. He named everyone close to him a Star Wars character. I was Jabba the Hutt. I would be thrilled with Great White Shark over Jabba the Hutt.
No, I agree, I would be too.
Consider your options. Also, if we're being technical, as this group is wont to do, then you could not actually be a shark, as it's a mammal, not a fish.
Thank you, Christy.
Love the commentary. Go Big Foe, Christy in Dallas. The
My
only thing is,
email.
I would, as being technical, as this group is wont to do, a shark is a fish.
Well, please.
I think you're getting muddled.
Back on the court.
A whale is a mammal. A shark is a type of fish. A shark is a fish. Yes. Stefan is nodding. He's basically an app, Stefan.
Christy, I'm with you.
I mean, I think that's...
Stick to your guns, Christy.
I think you're praying for Princess Leia in that scenario, aren't you? And if you're praying for Princess Leia and you get Jabba the Hutt, that is a
Jabba
big...
the Hutt, there's no way out of that. There's no way around that.
I mean, I'm sure your godson absolutely adored Jabba the Hutt and it was his favourite character. So yeah, you could take it as a compliment.
But he doesn't know how... It would feel if Marcus gave either of us Jabba the Hutt. I mean, he might not go on air ever again.
I mean, put him on air long enough, he'll probably come up with that.
Points are being played.
Kelly says, "How about this lovely sea dragon?" She sent us a picture of a sea dragon.
I just don't like the dragon part of it.
It's a leafy sea dragon. It's very pretty. It looks a bit like a seahorse with rocket leaves all over it. That's really going to confuse our listeners, isn't it? Well, Kelly says, I think paired with an angelfish, that would be quite
What
a
are
jewel.
We doing?
I don't know. Like, it just keeps going.
I mean,
going.
That's probably the best we're going to get, Gigi, at this point.
I've gone from a shark to a dragon, and I've avoided Jabba the Hutt.
I've gone from a trout to an angelfish. I am
Still
winning.
Still playing.
Even though my surname is Salmon.
I mean, that was the best.
That was such
Wait
an
for
error,
the big joke.
It is great to have your company on this Tuesday afternoon, as it is. Quarterfinals will wrap up at the end of tomorrow. Djokovic Zverev in the night session.
We're still talking about actually who would play the various Radio Roland Garros cast of characters in a movie.
Oh, and I was a fish in that as well. I was Rosamund Pike. Served down the tee, blocked back, middle of the court, the forehand up the court from Tiafoe into the net from Musetti, and it's
they
game
found
points
a way
for
to make
I'm just glad you know your place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And at the end, she goes, "And it's game point." They missed a whole game.
Man, I'm ready to give up the location of the Rebel base now.
I know they've done it.
Their interrogation is.
They've done it. How about you guys know the actress Rosamund Pike?
Actually, it was a fish. It's Rosamund Pike.
Like they laughed like it was Dude Perfect. Okay, so anyway, it
That's
was
lovely.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff. So Bob earlier this week had a moment in a live spot that made us all chuckle, and instantly I thought of something.
With my Good Feet arch supports. I'm wearing them every single day. I'm wearing them right now. The thing about it, though, is you wear them for a while and you forget they're even in there, but they're doing great things for you because I've tried a bunch of other things to kind of be my pain solution. But now I'm finding out that the Good Feet store is there for me. Whoa. Don't know what that sound was, but you can experience pain relief too. This isn't about your.
So you could hear him struggling the whole spot.
Yeah.
Like you were fighting back, like
a lot
the burp
of carbonation or whatever. I was
a protein
trying,
bar,
whatever I was trying to eat in record time right before the live spot
is right.
There for me. Whoa!
So instantly, I thought of Bohemian Rhapsody, and
yes.
for me, and that was Bob doing his for me.
Right on note.
And it kind of was, and so we had Ham put it to tune.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo, Figaro.
Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Bismillah.
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside
for me, for me, for me.
Oh, he pitch corrected it.
Boy, that is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
That's awesome. Underwater Bob singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
The vibrato is perfect.
Okay, so
for
we can
me.
So, DJ, if Bob will do that, will you now do Let's Bunt?
No.
God!
He's already doing Let's Bunt. There's no argument.
I know.
There's no argument.
I know.
If y'all give me $10,000, I'll do Let's Bunt.
What?
No, here's the deal. If you don't do Let's Bunt, then we will pants you on stage at the Granada.
Right.
That might be less painful.
With your pants.
All the P1s will get to see your penis.
Fine with that.
He's cool. Don't worry about it.
He's always dreamed of that.
All right. There you go. There's a little Friday fun.
For me.